Well, we are in the midst of so much sadness, with the COVID-19 and people out of work. And for all of our first responders, they really are dealing with, this on multiple levels because they're coming in contact with more people and possible exposure than anyone. And then when I heard the news last night that one of our first responders, one of our heroes, a Washington State Patrol trooper, Justin Schaefer, he was trying to stop a fleeing alleged criminal, and he was hit and struck on I-5 and killed. And the chief of the Washington State Patrol is John Batiste, and he joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Chief, I know how hard this is, and I really appreciate you taking the time with me this afternoon.
I appreciate, Dory, you giving me an opportunity to speak to the people about a great young man. Obviously, it's a very difficult time for the agency, for Justin's family in particular, his lovely wife, his mother and father, and his brother and extended family. My heart sinks for them and for myself and the members of this agency.
Yeah,
Justin was
and
just a fantastic young man.
I know he'd been with you, the Washington State Patrol, for 7 years.
Yeah.
Tell me about, I mean, his family. I know that his father is the chief of police in the city of Chehalis. So this is
That's
one of
correct.
those families. And I know there are a lot of these types of families, Chief, where law enforcement is just in their blood, and that seems to have been the case with Trooper Schaefer.
That's correct. Yeah, his father, as you mentioned, has been in this business for a number of years, and his brother is training to be a firefighter, from what I understand. So the family is all about public safety. They've dedicated their lives to serving others, and Justin was one of those young men who had such a bright future ahead of him. He'd done so much in 7 years. He'd become a drug recognition expert. He was a canine handler. I mean, those are quite accomplishments for an individual who's only been around 7 years. So he was a doer. He wanted to do things that were about helping and protecting others.
Just 28 years old, and as you said, 7 years with the Washington State Patrol. So he knew early. He was just 21 years old when he joined you.
That's correct. That's correct. Shades of memory for me. Joining this business at 21 years old as well.
I read your statement last night, Chief, and it was beautiful, and because I could hear the emotion coming through the written word, and often it's tough to convey that, but for you and for this circumstance, I mean, it was beautifully written, but obviously it was very much from your heart.
Yes, well, I mean, we're family. I mean, Justin was like one of my sons. I have, all of these people to me are family, and we're in a mission together, and that is to humbly serve the people of this great state. And Justin was one of those individuals that if there was a need for someone to do anything, Justin would be one of those individuals to raise his hand and say, "Chief, send me." That's the kind of person he was.
I'm going to quote from your statement last night, Chief. You said, in his last moments on the earth, he was wearing the uniform of the Washington State Patrol. We must pause and reflect on the character of each of the men and women we have lost over the years. Like Justin, they each served as one of the state's guardians. And each day of their work, they walked into unknown dangers with well-known courage. I
That's
found that
correct.
to be so beautifully moving, Chief.
I've been in this business a long time, and I've seen a lot of people in this business fall. We've suffered 30 losses during the course of nearly 100 years of operation. And no matter how far you go back in my interactions with the family, families involved, it's fresh to them. That hurt never goes away. It dissipates over time, but it never fully goes away. And when something like this happened, it all resurfaces, and they
Tell me
experience it
about
all
the.
over again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think for many, most of us in the public, we share that hurt because we appreciate so much the job all these men and women do. Tell me about the circumstances of what happened on I-5 near Chehalis.
Well, we had a pursuit that started in Thurston County. Deputy recognized an individual who was wanted and attempted to effect a traffic stop on that individual, and unfortunately he chose to run. And as they traversed down I-5, the troopers were notified, and they do what troopers do. They respond to help. And Justin was positioning himself to throw out a spike strip in hopes that we can end this dangerous behavior of this individual. And unfortunately, he was struck and killed by this individual.
Do you know if there was intent in the fleeing suspect hitting your trooper?
That's all under investigation. That's in very capable hands with our detectives and folks from the Lewis County Sheriff's Department who are helping us take a very, very in-depth look at that. So witnesses all right. will be interviewed. Videos will be looked at. The whole gambit.
But then back to the life of Justin Schaefer. I don't want to finish on some scumbag criminal who caused all of this. You mentioned his parents, his dad, a police chief as well, and siblings. There's a loss to his family, but I also know I have a lot of friends who are cops, and I know that for every member of the Washington State Patrol that, and you said this as much earlier, that everybody who's part of the Washington State Patrol feels like they have truly lost a member of their blood family with this.
Yes, yes. You know, one of the things I want to say thank you to are the people of this great state who really appreciate what the troopers and law enforcement in general do for them. You know, these folks are willing to put it all out there on a daily basis to protect others that they don't know in many instances. And people know and appreciate that. The people of Lewis County have shown tremendous support, love, and respect for this agency, for Justin and his family. And for that, I'm indebted to them. I can't thank them enough. Justin's family, his lovely wife and his parents, his brother, they need us all to envelop them with our love and give thanks for this man's ultimate sacrifice.
And then also, law enforcement is known for, and it's part of that, you know, bringing together all of the brothers and sisters who serve in all of the departments. There's always very large memorial services. It's a chance for the public to say thank you to the family and goodbye. You can't do that right now because we have a ban on the public gatherings. And I mean, there's an odd circumstance in which to, you know, to have to deal with the grief, because in a way that you usually do, that's just not available to you right now, correct?
Yeah, we're in very unique times as a nation, particularly as a state. So that is something that we need to have an in-depth conversation with Justin's family about, in order to find a way that we can truly honor Justin in a way that Justin deserves to be honored. Whether we get to do that soon in some fashion or whether or not we delay that, either way, we'll ensure that Justin is properly respected and honored.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon, Chief, and telling my listeners a little bit about Justin Schaefer. And it's just so important that we never forget the sacrifice of those in law enforcement. And I know it was a real painful day for you. So thank you so much for coming on with me.
Thank you, Dory.
All right. Washington State Patrol Chief John Batiste telling us about Justin Schaefer, who was killed on I-5 trying to stop a fleeing suspect. He was laying down a spike strip, and the suspect hit him and killed. 28 years old, married, trooper for 7 years, father in law enforcement, and God bless his family as well. All right, next up here in the big lead.